Welcome back to a new episode of the Women's Strength Society Show. I'm Dragana and I help you to look toned, be healthier and boost your body confidence. Today I'm going to talk about how to train to create visible changes in your body, and we'll cover two main areas of training, so let's dive right in. The first one is the training intensity. Getting this right is super, super, super hyper important, because if you don't train hard enough, you will only create fatigue, but without getting the benefits of your workouts. But if you train too hard, you will burn out or injure yourself. Both are not optimal and negatively impact your long-term progress. Obviously, if you get injured, then you can train, or at the very least, part of your training flies out of the window. This is not fun, and I'm not even talking about the physical pain of being injured or how it can negatively impact the rest of your life outside of the gym. But more importantly, it creates a very good situation for doubts and uncertainties. This is one of the worst things for your consistency. And this is very similar to what happens when you do train consistently, but not much is happening besides investing a lot of time and sweating in your favorite workout outfits. Again, this creates doubts. This is the situation where it's so easy to question everything and wonder if you are broken. I've been there, and this is not the kind of experience we want to have out of our training. Instead, we want to see each workout as an opportunity to create some adaptations in our bodies. An adaptation happens when we bring the body out of balance so that it can overcompensate to become stronger. And this is called, by the way, supercompensation. And to create this supercompensation with training, we need the right training intensity. And now you might ask yourself, but what is the right training intensity? Well, if the goal is first and foremost to build muscles, which we need to do to change our look, our appearance, the right intensity is training within 5 reps of failure. And training to failure is what happens when you perform a movement until you are no longer able to move the weight back up. So let's have a look at a concrete example here. Let's say you're doing some triceps extensions at the cable station. You pick a weight, and as you push down the ropes and progress in your sets, your muscle gets tired. After a while, the movement starts to slow down because you have used up the fuel of your muscle. It means that you become weaker for just a little while in those last few reps, and there will come a point where the weight moves super, super duper slow. So slow that you won't be able to perform another rep with the exact same technique as at the beginning of your set until the weight completely stops moving. This is what we call training to failure. And if you want to build muscle, you want to train within 5 reps of reaching exactly this point. So when you do this, your body recruits muscle fibers that only work when you need a lot of force. And those fibers tend to grow better, but they only start to kick in when they are really needed. For example, when you train close to this point where the weight doesn't move anymore, even though you are fighting hard to make it move. This is something that a structured training program doesn't necessarily tell you to do so. So it's really on you to bring that kind of effort into the gym. Okay, now listen carefully. I don't want you to push every set to failure. The great thing about training to failure is that it gives you a very good reason for your body to change, but it comes at a cost. Training to failure is also very tiring for your body. In fact, when you do this correctly, it is not possible to do the same number of reps for 2 sets in a row with the same weight. Once you have reached true failure, you won't be able to perform as many reps in the next set. So train close to failure and do this for the last set, maybe the last 2 sets of each exercise, but not more. Otherwise, you are going to add up so much fatigue that at some point it will backfire. And I know it's cool to push and train hard, but you have to think long term, because if you want to look toned for life, then you will need to train for your whole life. And this leads to the second area of training I want to talk about today, which is long-term progression. What is going to happen when you start to nail the intensity is that you are going to make progress faster than before. Well, okay, your nutrition must be on point as well to make sure to make progress. And this is exactly what I show you in my 6-week course, Eat to Look Toned, which you can find in the link in the description below. But making good progress can become somewhat addictive, because it's an awesome feeling to go to the gym, crush your workout, and witness how you become able to lift more weights and do more reps with the same weight. The truth is that your body has a limited capacity to recover and adapt. And after a while, the progress is going to slow down a bit. Otherwise, we would all be deadlifting 200 kilos from the floor very easily. This is when training becomes more of a mindset game, and committing for the long haul is crucial, my lady. To illustrate this, let me share my experience and what happened to me during my 2023 building season training-wise. So, 2023 was a year of growth for me. I specifically wanted to build muscle and invest time in eating more and training for muscle growth. 2022 was more dedicated to getting in the best shape of my life for my wedding and a photo shoot, and my training was a mix of strength and muscle growth training. They are very similar, but for strength, you do fewer reps and use more weight and stay a bit further from failure. For muscle growth, you tend to perform more reps, use slightly less weight, and make sure to train close to failure, as I was saying earlier in this episode. So I hired a coach to work specifically on hypertrophy, which is another word for muscle growth. And at the end of each phase, I would reach a point where I was taking most of my sets very close to or even to failure, and the progress started to slow down. In this exact moment, when my progress slowed down, I would usually get a new training program from my coach, which was completely different, with new exercises and entirely new tempos or rep schemes. But this time, with this new coach focusing on hypertrophy, muscle growth, we did things differently. Instead, we took a break to let my body recover, so that I could be ready to start the process all over again with pretty much exactly the same training plan. Now, by taking a break, I mean a reduction in training volume and intensity. I did not stop training. And this helped me get rid of the fatigue that I built up during the training phase, so that I would be fresh again to make new gains. We kept repeating this pretty much until end of 2023. From phase to phase, I did not increase the weights much, but I really made sure the execution was getting better and better each time to really, really, really hit the target muscle, and then training with the right intensity. The gains in strength were actually not that big, and when I started to train more for strength again at the beginning of this year, I wasn't super duper strong. In fact, I started the year, like this year, 2024, by using too much weight during my first week of training, because I based it on the numbers of when I was my strongest and I had the worst muscle soreness I'd had in years. But when I looked at the pictures side by side of me weighing the exact same body weight, the difference was super obvious, and it was very easy to tell that I had more muscles than before. So anyway, the take-home message for you here is, first, make sure you nail the execution. Number two, work on moving better and better and creating tension in the targeted muscle. Number three, then nail the intensity. And number four, repeat this process for a few months, even years, and you will look totally different. Believe me when I say that you will see changes in your body immediately as soon as you start to train with the right intensity, even if the weights you are moving are not getting up in the straight line. So develop the skills, and if you want to learn more about what it takes to transform your body, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. That's all for today. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.